The AC/DC project has been implemented in communities all across the states, including WA, to improve well-being and collect important data about mental health. Earlier this year, we caught up with the team to chat about the service, and they are now set to release a major report at the beginning of next year to recommend how the sector can better meet the needs of the community. So here to chat about the report and some of the findings of their latest survey is James. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm very well, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me here on Breakfast.
And thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Not a problem. So just to refresh our memories, can you let the listeners know what is the AC/DC project?
Yeah, it's a funky little name that CEO Bill came up with a few years ago, but it's the Assisting Community Through Direct Connection project.
Okay.
And it's a project, it's funded by the Department of Social Services, really looking at sharing information with communities about the mental health and well-being services and supports that are available to them in their communities. So as you were saying, we've actually run this project over several months in 21 different communities all across every state and territory of Australia, which is really a great outcome for us. And we've learned so much about what's going on. So primarily, like I said, it's an information project. So we're sharing fridge magnets, brochures about what's available to people in their own communities so they can pick up the phone and sort of talk to somebody and access and see if they can get some of the support that they need.
Okay. So
they need support.
So before we get into some of the findings, what was the motivation behind doing that? What was the inspiration?
Well, so my organization, Community Mental Health Australia, it's a national peak organization for community managed mental health. And so we work in with a lot of provider organizations who are doing some really great work in communities supporting the mental health of our friends and neighbors and everyone who's out there. So, a lot of the time what we hear and what we know is that there's just not enough. There's not enough support that's out there, or it's not quite the right support that's available to people.
Right.
So when it comes to funding, when it comes to those policymakers and the governments who work out what, you know, how much money to put and where to put that, a lot of that is not available. Like a lot of the data that we need to really make good decisions about where funding for community mental health should go isn't available. So, and it's based on those people who are in crisis and they turn up to hospital and they're in real need, or it's based on those who know enough to and have the motivation to pick up the phone and ask for mental health support services. So what we wanted to do is work out if we went door to door and spoke to everybody in a neighborhood or in a suburb and actually went to the people themselves, would want to learn what the actual kind of level of mental health needs are from people in those communities. And at the same time, offer that practical information and support to be able to get people, share with people the information that they need to get in with the right services that are available. But as I was saying, in a lot of cases, there isn't the right services available for this person. We want to learn, we want to listen to people about what's needed, because that's the other part of the project, is really listening and learning and analyzing the responses that we get and the conversations that our people connectors are having with people, and putting that into a report and really putting that to the funders and the government and saying, hey, look, we've done this amazing project, which hasn't been done before. We've actually gone to people and listened to them about what they need. And here's what we found, and here's what you should do differently, or here's what Australia should do differently. And that's what we're working on right now.
Wow, that's quite the undertaking. And you are literally knocking on people's doors and having these conversations, which I find fascinating. What can you summarize? What were your sort of major findings?
Yeah, so we've been, as I said, across 21 different communities in Australia and found a lot about what's concerning people and what's impacting people's mental health. So, and a lot of people have mental health issues, and a lot of people have been really happy to talk with the people connectors who've come to their homes. That's been actually one of our biggest surprises is how willing and how ready people were to talk to, in most cases, a complete stranger about some really personal questions
right.
at their front doorstep. People are really desperate to talk. People really, and the time that we've run this project, as I said, door knocking in communities over the last 2.5 years, it's been kind of the worst time to run this kind of project.
Absolutely.
In the back of COVID,
yeah.
But then also kind of the best time as well, because
yes.
people are doing it tough and people have been struggling and people have wanted that connection and people have really missed that as well. So it's been really, really well received. And what we've learned about what people are kind of nationally, what people are experiencing is a lot of depression, a lot of isolation and a lot of anxiety, but then also a lot of those other kind of more severe mental health diagnoses and issues that are out there. And generally, of the people who've done our little survey, 40% of those people have told us that they've wanted to reach out to and access extra support for their mental health, which is great. You know, people yep. who are open to that.
Yep.
But what's really kind of sad is that about 60% of those people haven't or weren't able in the last 12 months to get the support that they needed because, you know, of many different barriers, but in a lot of cases because that support doesn't exist in their community. So that's one of the real kind of significant findings of the work that we've done is that a lot of people, more than half, who've reached out for and sought support for their mental health
yes.
haven't had the right support, haven't been able to get connected in with the right support. And that's, to me, that's kind of really significant and shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. Just for listeners that may have just joined us, we're speaking with James from the ACDC project, who have been implementing a nationwide, by the sounds of it, program to understand the needs of the community with regards to mental health. Just something I'd like to understand about what you said. The people you're engaging with, because I'm fascinated that everyone's so willing to engage and recognise that they need help. Are these individuals that have acute symptoms, or are there people that, because sometimes when I find in my experience that sometimes when we talk about mental health, it's people right at one end of the spectrum and it's very severe and it's acute and you can identify, but actually a lot of mental health is more nuanced than that. It's more subtle. And were you finding some of that when you went out and engaged with the community?
Absolutely. So it's in kind of mental health in Australia, there's some services and supports that are available if you need someone to talk to, if you're, you know, go through your GP and find a counsellor, and sometimes there's a cost associated with that, which does bring in a barrier for people. And then for people who are really severe and they've got a lot of needs and need to go to hospital and get linked to, there's supports that are available for people there, but there's a huge swath of people kind of in the middle. We call that the missing middle. So there's a lot of people for whom there's not enough or not the right support available to them. So with this project, what we've done is we're not targeting those people with really significant mental health issues, not targeting any kind of group of people. What we wanted to do was talk to everybody. And the way that we've done that is we've invited community mental health organizations to partner in with us, engage some people connectors of their own, and choose the neighborhoods and the suburbs that the people connectors would go to. And then what we'd do is we'd go door to door to everybody in a few different streets and those things. So, for example, in the city of Swan, in Beachborough and Ballajura, were the two suburbs that the project has been operating in over the last few months. And the two people connectors from our partner organization, Helping Minds, over in Western Australia.
Right.
Both of them by the name of Rebecca. So we had Rebecca and Beck. But they did an amazing job. They reached out to and actually visited 3,300 different homes.
Wow.
And a lot of those people might not have been home and the doors might not have been answered.
Sure.
So but at a minimum, they've had in their letterboxes a fridge magnet and a brochure with some information about the services that are available to them. And then for the people who have kind of had the time to have a conversation and a chat with the people connectors when they've come to their home, about 550 conversations and engagements that the people connectors had in those two suburbs. So that's kind of the kind of the people that are getting reached by the ACDC project.
Yep.
So it's obviously the people who are home, and it's the people in the suburbs that we've gone to. But across Australia, as I said, every state and territory we've gone, and we've been really fortunate to be able to partner with organisations who are able to run the project in some very, very different communities, regional and metro, and we've been operating in far north Queensland, as well as Perth and Tasmania, and metro Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, and Palmerston in the Northern Territory as well. So yeah. Those aren't all of the sites, but those are the ones off the top of my head. And and what we're learning, there's a lot of similar things going on with communities and mental health in those communities, and then a lot of differences as well, things that are unique. So obviously public transport in regional towns is a much bigger issue than it has been in the metro centres, as you can imagine. And but across the board, anxiety and depression are really, really significant things that people are experiencing. So, then just the supports that are available, they're just not enough, or the cost is too much, or we've spent some, with some of our partners more recently, we've been out to some of the more culturally and linguistically diverse communities in New South Wales, and had a project with a more Vietnamese focus and a more Arabic-speaking focus and Chinese-speaking focus, and similar experiences there, like in terms of anxiety and depression, that's been reported as well. But a lot of good kind of information coming our way, and we were really fortunate to be able to work in with organisations that had people connectors who were able to speak to those community languages as well.
So, I love the idea. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. So the report's going to be published next year. People, for listeners that are interested, they can go to the website acdc.org.au. Just before we let you go, if I'm understanding this right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, this is a sort of one-off thing. But, I mean, do you think it's important that we continue to survey people about their mental health in the way that you've just described?
Well, yes, absolutely. I think one of the things, as I said, it's been really surprising and blown us away about how receptive communities have been to something that's really, when you get down to it, quite a simple idea.
Yep.
Let's go and knock on people's doors and have a chat with them.
Yeah,
once
right.
You get across that barrier of, you know, I'm here to sell you something, or I'm here to convert you. Once people know what we're about, then they're really eager and willing to have those conversations. And I absolutely recommend we keep that and embed that as part of the sort of health and well-being, at least the information sharing across Australia.
100%.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Thank
James. That's excellent work.
The website, acdc.org.au.
Yep.
Also, you can find us on Facebook, Assisting Communities Through Direct Connection.
Yep.
And we have a little YouTube page as well with a video. So thanks for having me on.
No, I appreciate it. And fantastic work. And we'll definitely probably get back in touch with you once that report's released. And hopefully onwards and upwards to better things from those findings that you've talked about.
Absolutely. So we're looking at sort of mid-February for that final report.
Mid-February. Okay. And just lastly, in terms of people who might be listening to this and want to take some action or positively change mental health outcomes, what would you recommend as a potential step or a positive step?
Yeah, so for themselves or their families or whomever, you know, whatever's been experiencing, we have some resources on our website, acdc.org.au.
Okay.
But then also some wonderful organisations, like our partner organisation, Helping Minds, operates in Perth.
Yep.
And they have some services that are out there as well. What else can I say? For carers, there's a phone number for Carer Gateway, which is a wonderful national service. So that's if you have friends or family who are experiencing mental health issues and you might be in a role of a carer supporting them.
Yep.
And quite often people don't really know how difficult that is. I don't really understand how difficult it is for the person themselves actually working and supporting somebody else with a significant mental health issue. So
very good.
Carer Gateway is a wonderful service. You'll find the contact details for them on our website as well. And
awesome. James, thank you so much for speaking with us, and that's been really insightful. I definitely appreciate the time you and your team have spent doing this work, and for you coming in and talking to us about it here on RTRFM. Thank you so much.
Wonderful, DJ Osric. Thank you very much for having me.
No worries. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye. That was James talking to us about their social outreach program, which sounds very, very interesting and I think very progressive. I love the idea of it. You can get more details on acdc.org.au.